The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, 4 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:04 on the radio, and we're waiting for Mayor Giuliani to check in. You know, I got to tell you the truth. I don't know how he does it. He's now, apparently, rumor has it that President Trump will be attending this hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, with Mayor Giuliani. President Trump, reading here, is expected to accompany his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, in Gettysburg. Pennsylvania on Wednesday. That's today to a discussion on election fraud allegations, and that's according to a report from CNN, who says two sources familiar with the matter gave them the information about the event. And what time, Joe? Do you know what time that hearing is this morning? What time this is?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check what time the hearing is.
It's got to be in the morning. So I was surprised when Rudy said he was calling in, and Joe said Rudy's calling in. I was surprised, but when he does check in, we'll let you know immediately. But honestly, he's going to be so busy because I believe there is a chance, and I don't want to be overzealous here, but you know, this whole election was a complete, in my opinion, fraud. In my opinion, they have evidence and they have all the evidence, but you know what? I don't need the evidence because when the president's winning. And no matter what or who you vote for, the president was winning. And all of a sudden, we went to bed, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, we wake up in the morning, and Joe Biden's ahead. This is, like, wrong, and you could see it's wrong. And they wanted the mail-in voting and the pandemic, and they played us all in that regard. I really honestly believe that. So I'm sitting there going, to me, it's wrong. Now that you're going to a court, you need, like Rudy told us Monday, you need at least one judge, one case that could turn it around, and then maybe do they go to the Supreme Court with it? Does it end up in the House? I wanted to see what the direction is of the campaign. I know it's a very slim chance, but I just love, I would just love to rock the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Rock the world and have the House go, okay, we voted and we're going to turn this whole thing around. Because clearly there was fraud. And in my case, if there's one fraud case, if it's in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or more, and we know, and you know, everybody knows Philadelphia is corrupt. We know Milwaukee, excuse me, with due respect to a great city. In Wisconsin, nothing with the people. It's the politicians. In Detroit, are you kidding me? What happened in Wayne County? It's as corrupt as New Jersey, for crying out loud. We live in corrupt. It's the way we exist. We invented pay-to-play in the great state of New Jersey. And it's kind of like you wear it as a badge of honor. Yep, we're pay-to-play. Yep, that's it. You want something? We'll give you whatever you need. So we'll wait. We'll see if Mayor Giuliani checks in.
He's calling in. He's wrapping up a call with the White House right now, so he'll be with us more.
Well, no, really. Is it President Trump or is it me? Come on, Joe. Really?
I know. It should be you.
You can't get upset about that if he's on the call at the White House. I mean, you know, they take a little precedent, right?
You think, Archie, you think, Archie.
Just a little.
You would be offended. You would be.
No, why would I be offended?
Also, because you're offended. You're offended. You're Italian. You get offended. Hey, I'm offended. Hey, Sheriff Sean Golden's going to join us as well, and he's the Monmouth County Sheriff.
I got offended because a woman didn't want to move her cart out of the way. Not, you know, if somebody said, listen, I'm always on the phone with the White House, I wouldn't get offended.
And Chaz Palminteri as well coming up. You don't want to miss Chaz in the 9 o'clock hour. After 9:30. Al, you know what? If you're in a supermarket and then someone's in your way, I don't even address it. I will turn around and walk the other way. I am just not. But you needed something that was right there.
Well, I thought it was there and it wasn't. But it's regardless of the point. All she had to do was move. First off, don't put your cart in the middle of the aisle.
You're right.
There's two sides. Move it to the right so that people can get past. That's all. It's not that hard to do. Don't sit there and go, oh, you're special. Screw you. You're special.
Now, you
you're
know
right
how,
special.
How brave I am. Special. I am going to the supermarket today. And I'm
well, good luck with
look.
That.
Is it going to be nuts the whole day?
Yeah, of course it is, because people wait until the last minute to go get cranberry sauce and other stuff, and now you're going to get the turkey and all the trimmings. They're going to be looking at you with seven heads. There's going to be 9,000 people in there. You're going to be spraying Duracin on everybody. I mean, it's a hypochondriac's worst nightmare.
I know. Oh, that's the thing I worry about. And by the way, your wife says go out for what? Green tea bags? Green tea bags?
Yeah, well, no. I had to get other stuff. No. I didn't just go get that. I had to get other stuff.
I would not have risked my life with all the coronavirus.
I'm setting up my man cave downstairs, and I have a sink down there, so I need like a washed board so that I can wash my glasses for the beer. So I had to make sure, you know, certain things were
done.
Well,
if that's not a vital thing during this pandemic,
it is.
I don't know what is.
It is. Well, and listen, if I'm going to be stuck in my house for months, I might as well have a place to wash my glasses. So I had to get a few things at the store. And she said, while you're there, can you get me these green tea bags? And I said, okay, no problem.
All right.
She was working yesterday. Listen, my wife was on the COVID line yesterday at where she works, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. And she must have taken about, you know, 70, 80 calls yesterday during the day. I mean, people are calling. They want rapid, you know, these rapid tests, these appointments and stuff. It's very, very stressful.
She's working for a hospital and she's working from home.
Well, no. She works for a particular medical group, but they have, in addition to what she does, they also have a separate COVID hotline that people can call to make appointments if you're a member of the group. And, you know, every once in a while they ask her to do that one or two days a week. So you're basically, you're on the phone from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening, answering people and their questions. And she's really good at it. I have to say this. She always says this all the time. And I go, honey, you have the most pleasant voice on the phone. You make people calm. You're really good at what you do when it comes to that nature. Me, I'd be like, yeah, what do you want? What? You want a test? Yeah. You can't stand online? It's not my problem. Her, she's so good at it, and she really allays the fears of a lot of people. So she does a great job.
And people are panicking now. People are panicking now about the test. I know I tried to get a test because, God forbid, so I'm traveling, and it's like, and I have the antibodies, so I feel okay, and everything's great, and I don't have the symptoms, but they say, go get tested anyway. So I went and waited. I told you yesterday in that CVS line, and they don't know what they're doing. They had no idea. It was so mismanaged and awful. So there is one place I go to in the town of Chester, New Jersey, you know, and they were great, but they were booked. The gals were working till midnight. Yeah. Midnight.
You know what the problem is? The problem is that all of these places like CVS and CityMD, they only get a certain amount of test kits a day. So when they run out, they run out. So part of the problem is obviously the individual states themselves not getting the stuff ready, but it's also the federal government having to provide them more tests. They should be asking the federal government to get these tests to them so they could, you know, rapidly get these tests out there. The other problem in the city, apparently, according to a report I saw yesterday, is that Mayor de Blasio and his city people are behind on getting testing and PPEs to the places that need them. These people need these supplies. They need this stuff in order to continue to conducting these tests.
Yeah. So we have you're absolutely right, Al. And I wish we would get the tests at home. And I don't know why we don't have those rapid tests at home.
Do you, would you really trust a test like that at home?
Not for a second. No.
Right. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like they're asking you to do this and it's a quick and efficient way. But if it's giving you a false positive or a false negative, I don't know.
And I texted my doctor. It was the best because I wanted to get the test. You got to get the test because I was traveling. Oh, my God. So I go to my doctor. I got the antibodies. I went to the other place in Chester. They go, why are you here? I don't know. People keep telling me to get tested. I'm getting tested again. So you don't need to be tested. Then I texted my doctor. He goes, what are you trying to do? Like I was a mental patient. He actually dressed me like I was a mental patient.
So you're looking for a new doctor now. Is that what
No. Right. Please don't say that. I got the best doctor in the world, Dr. Vinny Boombops. I'll tell you.
But he doesn't get annoyed at your 600 text messages a day?
You know, but he does not. And he'll joke about it because we're friends and he's a great guy.
Well, that's
good. And I always appreciate that. But people are panicking and please don't panic because we will get through this. Just you got to still be careful. So I think now tomorrow I'm supposed to go see my mom. I'm going to go to the mom. We may be outside and we may do a little something where we'll be outside and mom will be inside. You see the picture I posted with me and my mother. I took her some Thanksgiving flowers. And so I went over there yesterday, but I put the glass door in front of us. You don't know. You don't know. And I wish they did know. And they don't know about this virus. That's all we know. They don't know. You ask, they don't know. So what's going to happen now? Is it going to just miraculously disappear if and when Joe Biden gets into office? So this is kind of exciting. I got to tell you, 9:13 right now, and I'll grab the phone calls in a second. We're waiting for Mayor Giuliani, but apparently Mayor Giuliani's on the phone with the White House. And now there is apparently a hearing in Gettysburg. And let me see. None of that. I just want to.
It's at 12:30.
Thank you, Joe. 12:30 today. So of course they're preparing for it. So that's why I was surprised when Joe told me, said Rudy's on the show. I said, well, don't ask. Did they call? They called to be on the show. So Christiane, Rudy's gal, called to be on the show. I said, always just open up the airways. We got him. But now he's probably too busy. So I apologize to you listening that Mayor Giuliani might or may not be here, because now he's talking on the phone with the White House and feeling what my curiosity now has the complete better of me. What are they talking about?
And we're keeping close with Rudy's team, incidentally. So we'll give you the latest as soon as we know.
With Christiane? She's
great.
Yes, how
correct.
Great is she? How great is she? She really is. Hey, but you know what? I wonder what they're going to do. We don't know. Donald Trump's campaign said it will include testimony from witnesses. This is today. Who have filed affidavit testing to 2020 election fraud. So listen. So that means they have the evidence, and they're presenting similar events that are playing in Arizona and Michigan today in Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. And none of them appear on the president's public schedule, but a source says, tell CNN, so you got to take that with a grain of salt, that Wednesday's appearance is being handled as an unannounced move. Oh, gosh, that would be great. So we're going to stay on that. We will stay on that. Mike Gallagher up 10:05 as well, and we'll see. It's worth pointing out that even though the Pennsylvania lawmakers are referring to the event as a hearing, it is not an actual legal proceeding. I say play it out. Am I wrong? Am I wrong when I say play it out? I think you just play it out. What? We waited so long with Al Gore. We waited for 3 years. They blasted the president on the Mueller probe. They blasted the president on the Ukraine phone call. We had to put up with that. And let me tell you something, too, if I may. Why does the press, they stayed on that Mueller probe as soon as it went south, as soon as it was wrong, as soon as it was, you know what it was? It was lies. They were all lies. They lied to us. The mainstream media lied to us. So you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to them lying, looking right in the camera, network news lying to us about the Mueller probe. And they never said sorry. They never printed a retraction. They never announced a retraction. So now you get a little inkling of the Mueller probe. Now you get an inkling of the Hunter Biden story. And why don't you, if indeed, let's say had no relevance at all. Let's say the Russians did plant that. Aren't you curious why they would do that? And why they would, where would they get those pictures? Is there any news organization that's curious about that? And if you're going to go after the president for 3.5 years about a rumor, about a made up hoax of Russian collusion, then you can't talk to Joe Biden about certain things now. And they just, you can't talk to Joe Biden about John Kerry coming back after he disregarded the military like he did. About now, and John Kerry's gonna be the climate czar, which is funny, right? And then he's gonna bring back all the dinosaurs, and they ask him gingerly and nicely, "Oh, is this gonna be a second? Is this gonna be Obama, 2.0, something like that?" What about Hunter Biden? I want to know. And what social media did to shut down everything about the president? You know what's inexcusable? Just absolutely inexcusable. So we'll see, and we'll stay tuned if Rudy joins us. Let me go to a phone call while you're kind enough to check in with us. Steve in Staten Island. Hey, Steve, how you doing this morning, buddy? What's on your mind?
Okay, millions of us agree with what you just said, and we believe that Trump will rock the world. That's why your previous guest was great, Stephen Moore. I loved him, but he said the funniest thing of the year. He said they're going to give Trump a ticker tape parade. That's the same odds of you having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Michael's of Brooklyn restaurant. Ridiculous. I just wanted to call and wish all of the entire staff, all of you and your families, a happy Thanksgiving. You never mentioned the name of the fellow that does the intro out of the hour. I don't know who that. It's the only person we don't know by name.
What's that guy's name, Al? The guy that. Lonnie. We don't know Lonnie's last name? Lonnie.
I don't have his last name, though.
Lonnie.
Just curious.
It's Lonnie. Happy Thank you, Steve. Everybody. Steve, thanks for always listening. We appreciate it, man. My brother, we appreciate it very, very much. And we do. We always appreciate Joe Sibilia producing, Debbie on the Rose, and Cara Fasaro doing a great job of graphics. Dean is in, and Charlie Baldy as well. They're always manning the phones. So you know what? We're going to wait. If we hear from Rudy, we'll break in. Sean Golden's going to join us, and then Chaz Palminteri. And you don't want to miss Chaz coming up as well. 877-970-2999. Debbie is out there. Debbie Duhame's the gal. She's on the road checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. 112 southbound at Middle Country Road in Quorum. They're still doing an accident investigation. 347 is Wisconsin Highway in Smithtown. Watch for a collision over there as well. Traffic slowing down on the Deegan northbound by the stadium. It's a disabled vehicle. Pretty busy for you on the Belt this morning. The Belt Parkway, that's going to be moving pretty slowly for you. Eastbound at Pennsylvania Avenue with an accident. Eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. A collision there to watch for. Traffic slowing down on 21 south at Clay Street over in Newark. Looks like an accident in the process of being cleared. And we're still seeing delays on the northbound thruway in toward Newburgh. Accident investigation. Hutch south at East Lincoln Ave in Mount Vernon. The right lane is blocked. A tractor trailer is stuck under the bridge. So expect heavy traffic there. Partly cloudy today. High of 58. Rain likely tomorrow morning. Then clearing. High tomorrow as well in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame, telling you about Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank, that's your community bank. You know, they've been in business over 15 years. Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. You want to be treated with respect. You want to know your banker by first name. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right there in your community. I've seen it firsthand with Phil and with Jeannie and with Esmeralda and with Tom. This is a great team. You know, if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers, and you can talk to them right from your home. Or you can start here, please, esbna.com. esbna.com. They got locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, all throughout the Lower Hudson Valley. esbna.com. I love telling you about Empire State Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states. Get your Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com.
Tiger Lady knows it's been a tough year for everyone. So in the spirit of looking out for one another, we're making Tiger Lady even more affordable so everyone can give the gift of safety and peace of mind this holiday. Go to TigerLady.com and use the code DAN. And for a limited time, save 30% off your entire order plus free shipping. Go to TigerLady.com. Remember to use the code DAN at TigerLady.com today.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You need a will. You know you need a will. You need trust. You need power of attorney. You need health care proxy, living will, estate plan. You know, the goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. You can talk with Mike Connors in a free comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Healthcare proxy, living will, and that estate plan, keep those mama lukes away, you know, keep all those people in your life that are going to try to nip and take away what you work so hard for. Will you call Mike, please? It's a free initial telephone consultation with Mike himself. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or you can go here, please, Connors and Sullivan. .com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:24. So the Mayor Giuliani, is still on the phone with the president. And, you know, I want to go, hey, give me a call. You know, you got to appreciate that because they have a hearing today. And the big question is the president going to be with Mayor Giuliani in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania? How great would that be? Come on. You got to love the drama of it all, right? Oh, Lord. But I don't know. That's a fact. And again, we'll reach out to the mayor when he breaks away from the White House. And we certainly understand that because Mayor Giuliani has been very loyal to the show, calling in. And we appreciate it. Want to take advantage of it. I am honored, though, to have a friend who that I've had for many, many years that I have immense respect for that I'd like to bring to the airwaves now. Academy Award nominated actor, screenwriter, producer, playwright, you know, best known for A Bronx Tale. But he has done so many great films, so much on stage. And we wanted to just come in and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Chaz Palminteri from the Bronx, New York. Chaz, great having you with us, man. We love you and are honored that you're with us, my friend.
Well, thanks so much, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and to all your listeners out there.
Now, you're a fine Italian-American. We're talking to all my Italian friends. Do you eat the turkey at all? Do you get to the turkey? We never get to the turkey, Chaz. Come on.
Well, you never get to the turkey because of the raviolis and the pasta. That's why you never get to the turkey. You know. But, you know, we say it every year, Joe. We always go, I'm sure every family does. We go, this year, no pasta.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This year, we're not going to do it. No pot. We're going to have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And then everything starts, and we start putting the turkey on. All of a sudden, my father or my grandfather used to turn around and go, put on the water, let's go. You know, and we have to have the pasta. But you say it every year, we're not going to do it.
It's so true. And with my mom, God bless her, you know, it's always, we have the lasagna. That's all I care about, right? And then the antipasta alone. See, in Italy, it's different. But when we have antipasta here in America, it's like a meal.
It's a meal, yeah.
And then you have to, and then we forget. My mother always goes, oh, we forgot the turkey. The poor turkey gets left over for the next week, you know?
And you're eating the turkey for 2 days, you know, constantly, you know. But it's you can't help it. Tradition, you know, tradition is very important, Joe. I think you got to keep tradition. I think every race should keep their tradition. I think that's important. I think that's what separates us and makes us, you know, it just brings you back where you came from. I think it's important. Really.
It's so true. Chaz, I know, and again, forgive me, but you know, you've had a tough year. You lost one of your best buddies in Phil Foglia. By the way, a shout out to Phil, rest his soul, for doing so much for the Italian American community.
It's his birthday. His birthday is coming up. We celebrated his birthday on Thanksgiving because that's his birthday. And I think about him all the time. And I was actually on my way to the gravesite right now, after I was going to speak to you. I was on my way there to pay him a visit. And Phil Foglia is truly one of the great men who ever walked this earth, and I'm not saying that lightly. He is because of Phil Foglia. He was the one
Yeah.
He was the real spearhead in making this Mother Cabrini thing happen. You know, He's the one who called me up and said, we have to do something and we're going to do it now. And I said, let's go. I said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
And, and that started the whole ball rolling, and it happened, thank God.
Well, you at the Columbus Day Parade, we talked about it before, and I mentioned it earlier this morning on the radio. You came into the trailer, WABC Channel 7 trailer, right. And Maria's there, and Valerie Smaldone, Kenny Rosado, and Phil. You were with Phil, and you came in with your NYP.
You're not going to believe it. Excuse me. I was with Phil and the guy I just got off the phone with. I was with my friend. I was just talking to Sandy Blue Eyes just now. And when you called, you said, let's do it now. I said, listen, Blue Eyes, I got to go. So he says, why? Is that person more important than me? I said, absolutely more important than you. It's so funny that you just called.
Sammy Blue Eyes. But it's so funny. We do have the nicknames. We actually still use the nicknames. In the Bronx, in the brilliant Bronx Tale, all of the nicknames, Mush, and all the nicknames you had, they were real people. They were real people, you're telling me, Chaz, Bob, and Terry, right?
I always tell that. But people, they go, well, those real people? I go, you don't understand. That was Eddie Mush in the movie. That is Eddie Mush. Eddie Mush. God rest his soul. On his gravesite in St. Raymond Cemetery, it says, yeah. Eddie Mush Montanaro, an original Bronx Tale. That's what it says on his gravesite. Eddie Mush, Joey, when he died, people go, was he really bad luck? I said, I'll tell you, this guy. Joey, tell me if you ever heard of this before. I tell this story.
Yeah.
This is a true story. This is not exaggeration. When they brought the casket out, there were all these people there. The mass went perfect. Everything was going great.
Yeah.
And we're all saying to myself, big. I said, everything working real. We're waiting for like the shoe to drop or something, right? Joey, when they put the casket in the hearse, the guy looks down. There's a flat tire. Have you ever heard of that? Ever?
When you're burying Mush, yeah.
They're putting the hearse in the limo, you know. There is a flat tire. They had to wait and get another one. They take the hearse out of there and put it into the new one.
And you're all shaking your head going, what else is new, right? What else is new?
There's like 80 people looking up to the heavens going, Mush, you did it again. You did it again.
And by the way, if you're listening, and soon enough, sooner than later, we'll be back. And I know, Chaz, you would go all around the country and do the Bronx Tale. And I love the movie, one of the great movies of all time, Chaz. One of the greatest movies of all time. No, man, you as Sonny, just everybody knows that. And I know we have our big Italian American army that listen to the show every morning. They love you. You are revered.
Thank you.
But when you see Chaz on stage live, doing all the characters live, and I keep telling you this, without a sip of water, without nothing, that's really one of the great shows I've ever seen. I'm telling you, Chaz. Just incredible.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm very blessed. The show is so great. I mean, I love doing it. I've been doing it now 30 years. That's what De Niro saw. That's how the movie got made. I was doing it all these theaters this year, but obviously because of COVID, we got canceled. But if anybody wants to come and see the show, they can go on my Instagram or chazpalminteri.net, and I have my whole 2021 schedule there now, and where I'll be performing at theaters. You know, the show means so much to so many people, Joe. So much that people would tell me about this card that your father gave you, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. So many people requested it that I sell it. You can go to my website. I sell a signed card, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent, signed by me. It's a duplicate of the card that my father gave me when I was a little boy. And, a lot of people get that for their children, especially it'd be a great Christmas gift or just a gift to give someone anytime.
Yeah.
It just inspires kids and inspires people to, like, not waste their talent because I always say this is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. You got to do it now. You know, every day that goes by is a day lost. So
you know,
get out there
you're right. God bless you for saying that. I say that to my son Michael every time. You're about the you don't want to waste talent. Just don't waste talent. Hey Chaz, we love you. We appreciate it, man. And again, I know it's been a tough year. It's been a crazy year for all of us. But just if I may, because you really have the great wisdom, and I look to you as the friend that I've known for so many years. And
well,
when you and I
you.
Talk, you talk, but you're a great philosopher. You really are. And you know what? You got street philosophy, Chaz, from the Bronx, New York, man. So everybody's kind of upset. They're off their game a little bit. They don't know
right.
if their guy didn't got elected, who got elected, who didn't get elected with the pandemic. Oh, my God, we're going to do the pandemic. Is the vaccine coming out? You got
right.
to, and now you lost some very, very close friends, your best friend.
Yes.
And so how do you hold on? How do you keep your spirit so positive, Chaz?
Hey, listen, I have down days like everybody else. And people have to remember that we're just really works in progress. You know, nobody has it down. Nobody has it like perfect where, you know, they react to everything the right way. You know, it's that old saying, you know, a philosopher once said, you know, he said, life is 90% what happens to you. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. You know, it's hard. Listen, I get sad days. I'm about to go see my friend Phil Folia, you know, and I'm sad and I think about him. But you know what? I'm gonna go there, and I'm grateful that for 60 years he was my best friend. We grew up together. We were kids together, and we stayed friends all our lives. And I'm grateful for the friendship that I had with him. So I try to be grateful and think of that. Because that's the only thing you could do is be grateful for the life you have. People go, you know, I lost my father. I lost my dad, but my dad was 90.
Yeah.
I had my father till he was 90 years old.
Yeah.
I lost my mother a few years ago, but she was 97.
Yeah.
I had my mother 97 years.
Yeah.
So there's always a good part of anything that's sad. Try to find the good in it and just hold on to that. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you cry? Are you sad? Yes, and that's normal. And it's normal to be sad. It's normal to be down. But you got to remember, you just got to get back up. That's all it is. You just got to get back up and keep going. Life is hard. You know, life is hard, but it's a cliche. It's what you make it. You know, Shakespeare used to say, nothing is bad. It's all in the mind.
That's true.
And
Chaz,
you know,
but you're an inspiration to us, man. I see what you go through, and I see how you came through. And also, the way you, and we've talked about this many times, the way you got Bronx Tale made, you held on to that. You held
yes.
to what you believe in. They came every which way at you, and you were down and out with nothing. And, man, you just held on. I just held on.
And people ask me, how did you do it? I had $200 in the bank, and I got offered up to $1 million, and I said no. And you know what my answer is, Joe? I don't know. I don't know. Either I was just too stupid or I was just too crazy and said, I just said, I'm not doing it. And you know what? I believe that, you know, I believe in God, and I believe there was a guardian angel on my shoulder, and he put me through it, and I went through it. I met De Niro, and De Niro saw the show, and Bob said that was the greatest one-man show he ever saw. And that's what happened. He goes, we're going to make this a movie. This is a movie. And he gave me my first shot. He said, look, you'll play Sonny. I know that's what you want, and you're going to write it because it's your life. It'll be honest. And you know what? It's 30 years now, and I'm still doing that show.
Yeah.
And the crowd's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And Bronx Tale is a hit all over the world.
Yeah.
All over, and I mean that sincerely. I don't say that just bragging.
Understand, yeah.
That is the truth. In Japan, in Russia, the movie, it's we're going to go to Japan to do the musical.
Oh, that's great.
They're
going to
be doing the musical in Japan. And all of the musical is coming back after COVID. I mean, what do we do? Look what's happening. You know what we did? We opened up another restaurant, Joe.
Yeah,
restaurants are closing.
I love that.
Restaurants are closing. You know, we did. We said no. Okay, we're going to open up another one. So we have my great restaurant Chaz Papateri's on 30 West 46th Street. But we open one right now in White Plains, New York, 264 Main Street, and it opens up right before Christmas.
you can't be down about it. You know, we know things are dying, but businesses are dying. But you know what? You got to fight through it. That's it.
I love it. You know? Words of wisdom, words of hope from Chaz Palminteri. Chaz, happy Thanksgiving to you and Gianna and the kids. And God bless you, man. Proud to God be your friend, Chaz. And we're honored to have you on the radio always, my friend.
Thank you, and God bless you all. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Chaz Palminteri right there. A true philosopher. I got to tell you something from the Bronx, New York, baby. Joe on the radio. We're going to track down Mayor Giuliani checked in. We're going to check out with the mayor right now coming up. But first, we're going to go with Al Gattulo. He does have the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey lawmakers once again holding up bills that would legalize marijuana. Yesterday, the Assembly and Senate canceled its vote to stop several arrests for possession of weed and actually created a legal cannabis industry. Lawmakers have been working on legislation since voters approved legalizing weed 3 weeks ago, but they can't seem to agree on limiting how many people or companies can actually grow legal weed and taxing those who grow. Officials aren't expected to come to any agreements for at least another week. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's see what's happening right now, Al, as we head to the Deegan northbound at the stadium. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. That's in the process of being cleared. The Bell Parkway eastbound at Pennsylvania Avenue. Watch out for an accident over there. We still have this ongoing investigation in Williamsburg on Grand Street, getting into Graham Avenue. Everything closed with that overnight accident. And watch for delays on the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with a collision in the process of being cleared. New Jersey Transit North Jersey coastline remains suspended between South Amboy and New York Penn. It's all due to yesterday's derailment over in Perth Amboy, so definitely steer clear of that area. If you're going to be taking a ride right now over to 21 South, slowing down by Clay Street into Newark, it looks like an accident there as well. And watch for delays as you take a ride to the Thruway northbound into Newburgh with an accident in the right lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 58, rain likely tomorrow, then clearing later in the day for Thanksgiving, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How are you? I'm telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. Calamine & Company Real Estate. You know, real estate, the market's just exploding. You know that. So we want you to go to Calamine & Company. You go to Calamine.com. Calamine.com. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of professionals who take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They take the stress out of selling your home and do whatever it takes to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar. Do we have an actuality there, Albert? Do we actually have that there, my friend? Yeah, well, let's hear what they've got to say at Calamine & Company, please.
I thought I could sell my house on my own, but I realized that I was too emotionally involved with the house.
To have total confidence in Lewis and his staff.
His knowledge, care, and concern for me was overwhelming.
I love that. See, those are the customers. Everybody who calls Louis Calamine, they have a 100% success rate. Do you hear what I'm telling you? And I love the Calamine company, and I love the Calamine family. And you go to Calamine.com or call Louis, please. Now, they got offices, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, but you want to call first, all right? You hear that? The happy customers, that's going to be you. 718-998-1100. It's 718-998-1100. Or again, please go to Calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea, and I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi. What a crazy morning, but it's a great morning. You know, we're rolling into Thanksgiving tomorrow. I hope you're excited about it. We want you. I love talking to Chaz, and hopefully you can feel the spirit, you know, and the philosophy of this great man, you know. It's going to be, some things are tough, some things are hard, you know, but we will get through it. We will get through it. You got to be strong, and I think keep your faith strong. Now, if you're not doing nothing this weekend, you may want to go to Route 22 Toyota. I'm telling you, they got the state-of-the-art service center. See, I'm a car geek, and I love cars, anything to do with cars. You can't tell I'm an Italian guy from Jersey, can you? No. State-of-the-art service center right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota. You will love this. So if you want your car serviced, everybody is social distancing. They're wearing masks, staying safe. Fogging vehicles. How cool is that? Fogging vehicles. They're doing their part, you know? So now, when you go over there and you see Alex Kinsella and the great team at Route 22 Toyota, and you're getting your car serviced, check out the magnificent showroom. Because they have these offers for qualified buyers, like 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models, zero down leases and 0% interest up to 5 years. Call 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. That, my friend, is the smart way to buy. And you know what? You don't got to deal with dummies. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo, Tough It Up, 944. So I know we were expecting Rudy Giuliani. He called in once. He checked again. He called in again. And I got to tell you, I know. All right, we're gonna see if we can get him to the phone right now, because he's been such a loyal friend, and I want to be a loyal friend back. Through the thick or thin, you gotta always stick with your loyalty. You know, let me see. Mayor Giuliani, you are so kind to call. It's just a very, very busy, hectic day for you, sir. We appreciate you checking in with us, Mr. Mayor. Welcome to the program, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. You know that.
Well, I know you're on the phone with the White House, and I went, I felt so bad, you know, and I know you're on your way to Gettysburg.
On my way to Gettysburg. I'm in the car. I'm heading there.
Yeah.
What a great place to have the hearing, right?
It is. Will the president be there today, Mayor Giuliani?
I'm not allowed to say.
Interesting.
I'm going to be there, and all the witnesses are going to be there that we want to show off. That we were denied the opportunity to present to the court.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I can't understand. I can't understand why the court wouldn't at least, you know, we were willing to use only 8 or 10 of our witnesses. Yeah, we have, in Pennsylvania alone, we have 300 affidavits. So when they say we have no evidence,
exactly.
They're absolutely lying. Completely, absolutely lying. They have no evidence.
And
had any evidence. The Democrats never go under oath. I don't know why. Nobody prosecutes them for perjury. They might as well go under oath and lie.
Yeah.
Like Comey did, right?
Yeah, it's also true. One reporter after another news report, no evidence, no evidence. You have evidence.
They have no evidence except 247 affidavits under oath.
So you have the affidavits.
What other evidence could I possibly have if we haven't gone to trial yet?
Yeah, yeah. So you have evidence now.
I also have pictures. I also have pictures of how we were shut out. I have video of how we were shut out. I have evidence that there are somewhere between 600,000 and 700,000 unaccounted for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. So nobody knows where they came from, who printed them, where they came from.
Yeah, and Mayor Giuliani,
you think maybe they were stuffing the ballot box?
You think?
I don't know.
So who do you present them to today?
They would never do that in Philadelphia.
Mr. Mayor, do you present it to the judge? You bring it to the judge. Is that in the judge?
No, we're going before the legislature right now. We're going before a committee of the Pennsylvania legislature,
okay,
who happened to be the institution in government that's responsible for a presidential election. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution gives the state legislature the right to set the rules for electors and for presidential elections. So what we're going to show them is how the crooked Democratic machine in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia violated every one of their rules and stole 600,000-700,000 votes.
So
when people say, including the judge and Professor Turley, that we want to cancel 8 million or 6 million votes, that's just wrong. Maybe they're not reading the papers. We want to cancel the dishonest votes. We want to cancel the votes that were cast in an effort to stuff the ballot box. They printed 600,000 less mail ballots than the mail ballots that were returned. So where did they get printed? In China?
My goodness gracious. And
they think we're stupid. They think we're stupid. They really do. They really believe the American people are stupid. I mean, that's really just dumb. It was right on their website, and they took it off last night because they realized we were having they think by taking it off the website, it now disappeared. Oh, the crooks hit it.
So do you have that? Do you have the evidence with you in the car as we speak?
I got it all in the car with me. Bernie Herrick is ahead of me. Another copy of it. Don't worry, we got lots of copies.
That's a tough team. You and Bernie Herrick. Because God forbid,
Bernie. If they blow my car up, Bernie can present the evidence. Don't worry. And then I sent it to my best friend. I sent a little note to my best friend. I said, in case I die, make this public. What I didn't explain to him was there's such censorship in America, they won't make it public. What I should have said is give it to Joe Piscopo.
I'd put it on, man. I'd put it on. Mr. Mayor, so walk us through, if you would, and I know you're in the middle of it and you got to go, but just so for those of us who are laymen and don't have the brilliant legal mind that you have, sir. So you're taking the evidence and you're taking – are you going to the House, like the state capitol there with the whole
– They decided to have the hearing in Gettysburg because it's much closer for us. It's just an hour and 20-minute drive. Okay. And we thought the day before Thanksgiving, where could we be that's better than Gettysburg, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to use Gettysburg as a place to meet with the legislature. And we're going to present 8 to 10 witnesses. And they are examples of the kind of fraud for which we have 240 witnesses. And we will give them all our affidavits from them. And if they want to talk to them, they can talk to them too. Then we're going to do a statistical analysis with experts who can prove that the ballot box was stuffed to the extent of about maybe 700,000 or 800,000 votes. Basically, in the stuffed ballots, it was something like 95% Biden, 5% Trump.
And you're asking for them to invalidate all of these votes?
Asking them to invalidate just the illegal votes.
Yeah.
And at a minimum, let's get them to produce all the ballots. I want to see all the ballots.
Yeah.
And I want to see all those paper ballots.
And the end game.
I want to see the envelopes that came in. And I want to see if the envelopes match with the ballots.
And if they
How
don't,
many envelopes weren't filled out?
Yeah, and if they don't,
they should be put in jail.
And then if they don't, but do you take it to the Supreme Court? Do you take it up further,
Mr. Mayor?
Of
course we'll take it to the Supreme Court if we have to.
And do you call back? You know, remember on the schoolyard when you were in Brooklyn, do-over. Can we do a do-over? Can they do a do-over in Pennsylvania, Mr. Mayor? Is that a possibility?
They don't have to do a do-over. You can actually figure out who won the election. My experts have already figured out who won the election. They can show you the phony ballots.
Yeah.
These are people with very, very strong military background.
And this is what you will present today, and you're going to other states.
We're
going to
present, and we can do it in Michigan, we can do it in Arizona, we can do it in Georgia, we can do it in Nevada.
And are you going to indeed
the scope of the cheating was the greatest in Pennsylvania and Michigan. However, the case in Wisconsin is almost airtight. Wisconsin has a law that says if you're going to count an absentee ballot, you have to have an application for it. Well, there turned out to be maybe 100,000 absentee ballots without applications. If you take that out, if you take those absentee ballots out, President Trump wins by a nice margin in Wisconsin.
So are you going to make trips to those states as well, Mr. Mayor?
If necessary. Some of them are more cut and dry than others.
Yeah.
Some of them need more factual proof.
Yeah, and you're feeling in within the 2 weeks that you have, almost 3 weeks that you have, you could turn this around, and you will prove.
All I need is for somebody to spend 2 hours paying attention to it,
yeah,
and they'll walk away. If you give me an hour, 2 hours, and if you want to hear a couple of witnesses, fine. If you want to spend a whole day, you can hear all the witnesses. They're all honest people. They're all working people. They're not a bunch. They're not political hacks. They're not crooks. Look, Philadelphia has been stealing elections since the 1960s. Yeah. I don't think there's an election they haven't cheated in. So why wouldn't they cheat in this one?
Yeah, yeah. So then once you call those back, Mr. Mayor, again, forgive me, but then you'll go, if indeed that they agree with what you go along with, and they'll go back. And then all of a sudden, the president, and this is the possibility you're looking for, President Trump takes Pennsylvania, he will delete the electoral votes for President Biden, and then that you'll have to end up, if not in the Supreme Court, in the House of Representatives, correct?
Well, I'm sure we'll end up somehow in the Supreme Court. If we win these battles, enough of them to turn the vote, I'm sure they will take it to the Supreme Court. And if we don't win, we certainly are. So, I mean, there's a very good chance we'll end up in the Supreme Court. If the Electoral College can't make a decision, then we end up, matter of law, we end up in the House of Representatives.
Well, they have to
make the decision by the close of business on the 14th of December. If they don't have clear enough evidence of 270 electoral votes, then it has to be given to the House of Representatives.
Mayor Giuliani on the line, fighting the fight. And Mr. Mayor, with Bernard Kerik with you, with your team up there, and you can't say it, but the president, it's rumor has it that President Trump will be in Gettysburg with you.
Yeah, I've heard the same rumor.
You can't say it. So we'll be. Oh, can you see? This is Mr. Mayor. I got to tell you, and Mr. Mayor, as a friend for many, many years, first of all, thanks for joining us on the radio show, because you're in the middle of all of this on the phone with the White House, yet you call into your old pal Piscopo on the radio. And I got to tell you, so many of us, sir, I got to tell you this, if I may, Mr. Mayor, before we let you go. So many of us are looking, one more shot. We really just want to find out what's going on. And God forbid, if it doesn't get to where it's going to go and President Trump does not remain the president, we have to fight this. This was the most egregious assault on our civil liberties, on everything that we believe in the United States of America. And you know what, Mr. Mayor? You're the only one fighting it, sir. So we thank you for that, Rudy Giuliani.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I know we have enough votes to overcome it. But there's nobody in the world that can say that the Democrats weren't cheating. Nobody. They were cheating in many states. The only thing they really dispute is, was it enough to turn the election? And it was. But you'd have to be a fool to say they weren't cheating. We've got 300 affidavits in Pennsylvania alone. We probably have 1,000 affidavits nationwide. And some of them are from Democrats. Some of them are Democrats who couldn't stand the cheating.
Mr. How do they not look at this? How do they not look at this evidence?
Because they're crooked. The press is crooked. It's not just biased. It's crooked. Dishonest.
Yeah.
They're just dishonest.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Well,
how you don't publish an affidavit from a woman who's a lifetime employee of the city of Detroit, presumably a Democrat, never asked her. It's a 5-page affidavit. She says from the moment she was put on election duty, the city of Detroit, basically the lessons were how to cheat. They showed her 5 ways to cheat.
Yeah, Mr.
And
Mr.
she and her co-workers did all of them.
And Mr. Mayor,
you don't put that in the newspapers?
No, we're not. We're fighting with you, and we're with you 12:30 today. We're going to be watching.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Mayor, to you and Andrew and the family.
God bless America.
You. And yes, right, indeed. Bye-bye. God bless America indeed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mayor Giuliani right there with Bernard Kerik. And there's a bit of a caravan going up to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where they will just present their case to the legislature in the state of Pennsylvania. And they will show the evidence that votes were not counted. And I think the end game is, of course, just delete and deplete the amount of electoral votes for Joe Biden. And they'll go state to state. This apparently is the plan of Mayor Giuliani. And and then the president will stay the president. Will President Trump be there in Gettysburg? You know, you go. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Charlie Kirk's going to be on about 12:30. So just keep it right there at AM 970, The Answer, if you can't get to a TV, certainly. And check out, will President Trump be in Gettysburg with Mayor Giuliani and Bernard Kurik? History being made. And you know what? The fight is just. And I know how upset you are. Just so rest assured, as we go into Thanksgiving, the fight is on. No matter what the outcome is, we're not going down. We will fight this. All we want is justice and what is right for the United States of America. Joe Sebelia, thank you. Albert, thank you. Debbie, thank you. And with all our heart and all the gratitude and respect that we have, thank you for checking in to the show every morning. It is an honor to be before the microphone with you. And may I say, God bless your family on this Thanksgiving. God bless America. God bless the United States of America. We are one nation under God, and no one will tell us any different. Happy Thanksgiving. Make it the best ever, because you deserve it.